Okay, tonight's class we are going to talk about Halachot Lashon Hara. And tonight is the last class on Halachot Ben Adam L'Chaveru. And Be'ezrat Hashem, we have two more classes starting next week, Halachot Tzniut, the modesty for women. That's next week, next Tuesday and following Tuesday. Before I get into the Halachot, I want to give you a little overview of what is Lashon Hara. How do you define Lashon Hara? Lashon Hara is information which is either derogatory or potentially derogatory that has potential to harm somebody, individual or a community or a group of people or a business, or even an item. Let's say a person has a business and you are going to talk about their merchandise, that is also considered Lashon Hara. Therefore, before a person talks, they have to understand if their statement has potential to harm a group of people or whatever they are talking about. Even if you are not going to hurt somebody, but they're going to hurt them financially, physically, psychologically, that's also considered a Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara also, one has to know that even if it's true, it's Lashon Hara too. So people think that if it's Lashon Hara, it has to be lie. If you are saying a lie, then it's a shaker. That's a different issue. There's nothing with Lashon Hara. If it's emet, that's where the Lashon Hara comes in. Then one has to be very careful not to say anything that could hurt somebody, even if it's true. Even if you are saying 100% true, you have to be very careful what you are going to say. There is only one idea that all Chamisha Chumshe Torah, the all five books, the Torah talks about one thing, and that's Isur Lashon Hara. If you look at Sefer Bereshit talks about the chet of Lashon Hara of Nahash, snake. Snake spoke Lashon Hara. Then you get into Sefer Shemot also, there was the Isur Lashon Hara, which is Datan Ba'aviram. Datan Ra'aviram also, they went to Paro and they said about Moshe Rabbeinu that Moshe Rabbeinu killed so and so. Then you get into Sefer Vaikra. Sefer Vaikra also, we have the old Sefer Tazriya Umetzora that talks about Lashon Hara. Then you go to also the Parashat Kedoshim talks about the Rechilut, right? And talks about Sheker, Lashon Hara. How much the Sefer Vayikra, basically all the halachot of Lashon Hara is there. Then you have Sefer Bamidbar that talks about the Chet Meragelim, spies. They spoke about Eretz Israel, and they also spoke Lashon Hara. And Korach also spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu. And Maaseh Miriam and Neviya also said something about Moshe Rabbeinu. Devarim also that brings again the idea of Miriam. So you see, there is only one halacha that all the Chamisha Chumshe, the all over the Torah is written about, and that's the Isur Lashon Hara. You see the strictness, the importance of the Lashon Hara, that one, how much you have to make sure. That they have to be very careful that this is not going to happen. Now, there's something very interesting Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says. So when you talk about, when you go to your friend and you talk about something about your friend, that something, if it has to do, if something is not, I'll give you an example. You go to someone and say, no, this guy murdered, Reuven murdered Shimon. Nobody wants to listen, it's not important. So I'm not going to pay too much attention to it. But if you go to your friend and say, no, Reuven is cheating, everybody wants to hear it. What's the difference between this and that? So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, the things that we are interested to hear the Lashon Hara about, they are the items that we have a problem with it in ourselves. That's why we want to hear it. It's a mum on ourselves. It's a deficiency on ourselves. The things that we are not interested to listen, those we don't care because we don't have a problem with it anyways. Those that we are interested to listen is really, this is our, this is what we are interested, this is who we are. That's why we want to hear those type of things. There's another interesting idea that in the end of the tefillah, whenever we say Shemoneh Esrei, we say Elokein Netzol Leshoni Mera Siftotai Midaber Mirma, that we daven to Hashem, that Hashem, please guard my tongue, I don't want to say Lashon Hara. For what? Why are you davening to Hashem that Hashem should guard you? It's up to you. It's up to us to guard our tongue. It's not up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to guard our tongue. You don't want to talk? Don't talk. Why are we davening to Hashem? What's the purpose of davening to Hashem that Hashem should help us that we should not say Lashon Hara? So the idea is that we are asking Hashem, that a lot of times people talk Lashon Hara because they think they are doing a mitzvah. This is a mitzvah that I'm doing. I'm saying this and that about this person, I'm doing a tremendous favor to that person I'm talking to. Dabbing to Hashem, Hashem, please save us from all this mitzvot. We don't want this mitzvot. We don't want this type of mitzvot that causes us to say Lashon Hara. People, they always, they blaming mitzvah to say whatever they want to say. But those mitzvot, we are not interested. This is what we are davening to Hashem. Hashem, please Elokai Netzor Lashoni Mera, I want you to save, to guard my tongue. I don't want to hear. I don't want to say. I don't want to do this type of mitzvot. Don't put me in that situation that I have to listen or say Lashon Hara because I'm doing a mitzvah. Those are not mitzvah. We're blaming it on mitzvah. Now, I want to note also, there are certain times that one has to say or has to listen to certain things that is Lashon Hara, that is a toilet. There is an Indian of toilet. What does toilet mean? Toilet means that there is a necessity. You are going to help a situation, you are going to help somebody or helping yourself. Toilet doesn't mean that you have to specifically help yourself or your family. Even if you could help somebody else by you listening to that, whatever they're going to tell you, that is called toilet. That the Chafetz Chaim says, one of the things that a person can do, that you are allowed to do and you should do, to listen to Lashon Hara if there is a toilet. That we are going to talk about this halachot. Where does this come from? Where do you draw the line? How do you understand the Indian of Lashon Hara and the Chilut? And what is considered toilet? And also, what I want to talk about, what are the things, how can you stop the Lashon Hara? But what I want to talk about, the most of the very big item that I want to talk about tonight is that when you're dealing with shidduchim and when you are dealing with businesses, these are the type of things that most of the Lashon Hara come and we have to deal with them. And then somebody, let's say, comes to you and asks you about the shidduch. What do you know about this boy? What do you know about this girl? When are you allowed to say and when you are not allowed to say and when you have to say? There are the three different categories here, which I'm going to discuss that also. And same thing, somebody wants to go buy business, right? Then you know something about that business. When are you allowed to say that business is good or that business is bad? Or you could say quiet, I don't know. Sometimes I don't know, and staying quiet is also considered an avera. If you have an opportunity to help another Jew, you have to do that, and you cannot say, no, I don't want to talk Lashon Hara. The same Hashem that said you are not allowed to talk Lashon Hara, the same Hashem also said that if it is necessary to say something and to help another Jew, to save another Jew, then you have to do it. It's also the same thing. There is not an Indian that I don't want to get involved. If you are a Jew, you have to get involved in certain situations. And this is what I want to focus on, because unfortunately people learn Halachot Lashon Hara, they learn one side of Halachot Lashon Hara. They don't learn the whole picture. They learn that I cannot talk, but they don't learn when are you supposed to talk. There's two different ideas there which we need to talk about. Chazal tell us that there are three people are involved with Lashon Hara. The person that says it, and the person that accepts the Lashon Hara, and the person that you are talking about. All the three people are getting punishment because of the Halakha of Lashon Hara. And who is the worst one? Hamekabelo yoter min ha'omro. The person that accepts the Lashon Hara is worse than the person that says the Lashon Hara. When you're sitting in a group, even if you don't talk, and somebody says the Lashon Hara, and if you listen to that Lashon Hara, that person that listens, even without saying a word, he gets the biggest punishment of the Lashon Hara. What's the punishment of Lashon Hara? The Chazal tell us that the person speaks Lashon Hara is onashis that is not going to have banim talmidei chachamim, is not going to have children talmidei chachamim, which is I'm sure a lot of people think, well, so what? That's a big deal, believe me. That's a big deal. Not to have banim talmidei chachamim is a big deal. And there is also sometimes a person talks Lashon Hara, and that is the type of Lashon Hara talking about the pegam amishpacha, that you are going to say something that's going to hurt the credibility of a family. And that is not only about that family now, it could be for dorei dorot, for generations to come. That word or that statement that somebody made about the family could really affect somebody and affect the family. Therefore, one has to be very careful that whatever you are going to say, even if you are going to say the toilet, that it has to be so carefully done and so carefully said that it's not going to affect and it's not going to hurt the families also. You could talk about an individual, and this is the person you have a problem with, and this is the person you have a right to talk about, but the family didn't do anything wrong. You have to be very careful not to say about that family. There is also another inyan of Mosi Shemra. Mosi Shemra means that you are saying something about somebody that you are destroying their name. And there was they cannot get a job because of what you said. And you are not only destroying them by themselves, you're destroying their livelihood. And because of you destroy their livelihood, you hurt their livelihood, their family is also going to get hurt. You have to be very careful on that too. Now, the Lashon Hara doesn't matter if you say it voluntarily or they're going to force you to say it. Either way, it's considered a Lashon Hara. And also, if somebody comes to you and encourages you to say it, let's say your father comes and says, I want you to tell me what's going on. I want you to tell me this and that. I want you to do this and that. And you know by saying it's going to be Lashon Hara, you are not allowed to listen even to your parents to say that that's not considered that you are not respecting your parents, because they're asking you to do Avera, and you are allowed to say this is Lashon Hara, I don't want to talk about this. Also, if a person talking about different inyanim, different things, and through other things you are going to get to speak Lashon Hara. That also is considered Lashon Hara, even though that it was not intentionally, you didn't think about saying Lashon Hara, but happened. You were talking about something, you were talking about a situation, and dragged on to something else, and something else, and because of that, you said Lashon Hara, that's also considered Lashon Hara. A lot of times people think that Lashon Hara is only if you say it. If you email somebody, that's not Lashon Hara. If you write, is not Lashon Hara. If you text, is not Lashon Hara. So all that is Lashon Hara. It doesn't make no difference if you said it, or you wrote it, or you emailed it. Either any, in any form or shape, it's considered Lashon Hara. Also, it is Lashon Hara, even if you just hint to it. If you don't say it clearly, that also is considered Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara also includes if you say derogatory news about somebody, and through the process you are going to get hurt also. But that doesn't matter. That's still considered Lashon Hara, even though that you're getting hurt more than your friend, still that's Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara also doesn't matter. Let's say talking about your friend, and through talking to your friend, you are not going to hate each other after whatever you said. You're still going to be friends after that. There's nothing to do with that. The fact that you said it, and even though nobody is going to hate each other, and nobody is going to have a fight with each other, still is considered a Lashon Hara, and one is not allowed to say it. The Isur of Lashon Hara also applies to even a small child, even a minor, even a 3-year-old kid. That also is considered Lashon Hara, even though that is not the age of Bar Mitzvah, but the Isur Lashon Hara applies to him also. Now, there's a few things that I want to talk about that would be what is considered the toilet? What's the inyan of toilet? First of all, what happens a lot of times that husbands and wives, they talk. So you come home, say your husband comes home from a long day work, or a wife comes home, and they want to talk about issues. The husband says something to the wife, or the wife says something to the husband, and that's normally the way it works. They talk about stuff. And most of the time, it's Lashon Hara. Most of the time they talk about it, so-and-so did this, so-and-so did that, I went there and I went this, and my boss did that and my friend did this. That's normally most of the talks are really generated. The question is, when are you allowed to do that, and is there any heter to do it? First of all, if your wife comes home or your husband comes home and says, you know, this and that happened at work today, then your wife, the husband or the wife asks the other one, why are you telling me? If you're telling your wife or husband because, you know, she or he could help you, then you are allowed to do it. Let's say they could give you etzah, they give you advice how to deal with this issue, then you are allowed to say it, because this again, the toilet. Is not that you are going to say something to somebody, just want to empty your heart, or you want to relieve yourself. If that's the case, you are not allowed to do that. But if you are getting a toilet out of this, the toilet has to be, is there anything that the other person could offer that could help the situation? that's considered a toilet, consider health, consider something useful, and then you are allowed to do that. Now, the other thing is that sometimes that this question really comes up to three different people. If you are a rabbi, if you are a teacher, if you are a parent. Right? Any of these three people, they are allowed to listen to something that somebody needs to tell them if you could help the situation. You are allowed to listen. Then there was your son comes home and he says, you know, my teacher did this and did that. That is, my friend did this and did that. And a really bad guy, the principal this and my teacher that, whatever story that all the kids say. The parent is allowed to listen to it if they could offer some kind of a help to the child. A teacher in school is allowed also to call to talk to the child and listen to the child if the child is going to say things about somebody else. If the teacher is able to help the situation. A rabbi, the same thing. A rabbi is allowed to listen to the congregation and offer help if he could help, then he's allowed to do that. These are considered to'elet. The to'elet means that you could offer help, and the help has to be something that you have to know. You have to know yourself. That end of the day, you are able to help. But if you know, you know for a fact, whatever this person is going to tell you, there's nothing you can do about it. That you cannot listen to it. That's not considered to'elet. To'elet means that you have an ability, you have the potential, you know what these people are going to tell you, and you are able to offer help. If you are not, then under no circumstances you are allowed to listen to anything anybody is going to tell you. There's also another idea about toilet. The toilet means, let's say you are a parent, your child comes home and says that, you know, my friend so-and-so did this and that. You listen to that and you do whatever you need to help, you help whichever way you can help. But you, as a parent, you have to say to yourself, I am not accepting that Lashon Hara. I'm willing to listen to it, but I'm not accepting it. You understand? This is very important. And ni lo mekabel. You are listening to help, but you are not accepting it. You are not accepting that the information is true. You don't know what the information is true. You are not accepting anything, but you are going to help whatever you can to help. Now, I want to give you two examples of a situation that could happen and that is very common situation that the Indian of toilet could play in. Let's say somebody, you borrowed money from somebody, right? Or you lend money to somebody. That person didn't give you your money back. Your next door neighbor wants to lend money to that person also. They come to you and say, you know what, I know that you lend money to so and so. Is this person a good person? Can I lend him money? Or either could say, I don't know. Or it could say that person is now, don't lend him money because you are not going to see your money back. Right? You are, if you know for a fact, right, we're going to talk about that too, if you know for a fact that person did not give your money back because it's negligence, or he wants to steal that money, or he doesn't care about paying any money back, or he doesn't, or for whatever reason, You know that for a fact. Not only you have to tell that other person don't lend money, you have to do that. The mitzvah to tell somebody not to lend that person money. But again, you have to follow the rules of what is considered toilet. Now, I'm going to tell you another scenario, then I'm going to tell you what are the criteria of toilet. Let's say somebody that is not Shomer Torah Mitzvot and is not a good person. It's somebody that has no Yirat Shamayim, and if you can come in touch with that person, you are going to be in trouble. Now somebody comes up to you and says, do you know this so and so? And you know him, you know them, you know her, you know him, you know the family, you know what's going on. Again, if it is toilet to that person to say what kind of person talking about, you have to say clearly what's going on with them and stay away from them. Now I'm going to tell you what are the five criteria that one has to follow in order to have the toilet happens to them. One, whatever you are going to talk about, let's get the first example, that person that you lend money to them, they didn't pay you back. You have to know for a fact, you saw with your own eyes, not that you heard from somebody. You are the one that you were involved with that situation, that person did not give you your money back. But if you heard from somebody else, so and so told you that he didn't give me my money back, now you are the second hand already, you cannot tell your neighbor don't give your money. You have to be the one that you are directly affected by that situation. Number two, the situation that you are involved with, you have to know for a fact that's against halacha. That's considered avon, considered sin, considered something that Allah is not permitted. Not that you think it's like that. You have to know that the halacha says that if somebody has the money, he does not want to give the money back, he is doing an avera. This is the halacha. But if a person doesn't have the money to give you back, that's not avera. Let's say you went to that person and said, listen, give me my money. He said, I don't have. What do you want me to do? I declared bankrupt. I don't have the money. He is not considered a bala vera. He's not doing anything wrong. In your mind, you think this guy is doing an avera. But that's not an avera. Therefore, one has to know for a fact that person that you are dealing with is clearly, without a doubt, is doing something against halacha. Number three, when you are telling that other person that this neighbor of yours is not giving your money back, you have to say the amount of chet that this man is doing. Don't make a big deal out of it. Don't put a lot of branches to the situation. You have to say exactly what the situation was. Not more, not less. Right? Don't exaggerate. Because when you exaggerate, you are saying something that is not supposed to be there, and the person that is listening to you, they're taking the situation out of context, and it could become totally different story. Number four, when you are saying something about that person to your friend, your intentions has to be pure. If you hate that guy and you love to talk about this guy, now you have an ability, you have an opportunity to talk about him, right? Then you are not allowed to say it. It has to be purely your intention is to save that guy from the money situation, and you have no hatred toward this guy, you don't want to hurt him, and you have no, he's not your enemy. But if it's any of this happens, then you are not allowed to say it either. Number five, which is the hardest one, you have to be able to say it in front of him also. Because you are not chicken. And you are not going to be chicken out that if the guy comes and says, is this true? Say, yes, it is true. You have to be able to talk in front of him and say, I lent you $1,000, you didn't give me back, and for this reason and for that reason, and I'm telling in front of him, thinking your face. The only time you don't have to do that, only if the person that you are dealing with, you are scared of him, they could might hurt you. But if they are not in that situation and you are able to say in front of him there clearly, then you could, that's considered a toilet. So there you see that all these five conditions has to be followed in order to talk the toilet. If these five things are not followed, then the inyan of toilet does not apply either. Also, the inyan of Lashon Hara applies to somebody who is not alive either. If somebody is dead already, it's bigger Lashon Hara than somebody is alive. So you have to be very careful not to talk about somebody who is already dead. Not, I don't know what you're gaining by it, but people, unfortunately, they gain something from them. So I said before, also, one is not allowed to talk Lashon Hara about objects. In other words, it cannot say, you know, the car of this guy stinks. Right? His car is bad. His lawnmower doesn't work. You are not talking about the person, it's talking about his object. Still, that also is considered Lashon Hara. And another thing that, unfortunately, I don't know how people could do that, to talk about Eretz Israel. If one talks about Eretz Israel in a negative way, it's considered a very big Lashon Hara. Cannot say, no, Israel is the bad country to live in, why you want to live in the Eretz Israel, it's full of terrorism, that country is this and that. That is considered big Lashon Hara. But if you want to talk about the peace, that people are not nice, that's something else. That's a different story. But you cannot talk about the land in a negative way that people are going to take out of what you said in a negative way that nobody wants to live there. No, I'm not going to go to El Salvador because that land is this and that. That is very important, that one has to be very careful, especially when you talk about El Salvador. Now, there's one thing, I'm going to give an example, that one is allowed to say Lashon Hara. Let's say somebody does not drive properly. You went to him and tell him, listen, the way you drive, you're going to kill somebody. You're going to get in an accident. Or let's say you are in a party, somebody drank too much and is going to drive home. You are trying to tell them not to do it, they are not going to listen to you. You are allowed to go call up the police and say whatever, the guy is drunk, or call up his parents, call up his friends, call up whoever you want, and say the guy is drunk. He cannot drive. Then that's not considered Lashon Hara, because that's a toilet, that you want to save his life, and you are allowed to do that. Another thing that the person could talk about it is something is mafursam already, something that is publicized and everybody knows about it. That also you are allowed to talk about, that's not considered Lashon Hara either. Now let's say there is a news in the newspaper. Everybody knows so and so, whatever happened to them. Then that's not considered Lashon Hara, then you are allowed to talk about. Now let me talk about the Indian of Shiduchin. First of all, everybody in some form or shape, they get phone calls about Shiduchin. I said, somebody calls you up, he says, you know, your name was given to me as a reference for so and so. I want to ask you a few questions. So what do you know about them? A lot of people say, oh, it's nice people, everything is beautiful, and you know a lot of garbage about them. When are you allowed to say the truth? And when are you allowed to say what you know? And what situations you are allowed to talk? Number one, if you know that those people that they're asking about, they have a sickness that is not appeared to everybody, and it is a hidden sickness that you are sure of. Again, you have to follow all the rules. Again, you have to know for a fact, you are not assuming, and you are not daydreaming. You know for a fact that that's the case, that these people, they have this person that they're talking about, they have a sickness that is hidden. Then you have to say to the other person that they have this sickness. Number one. Number two, let's say they have the situation is that somebody is adopted and they are going out, the person that they're going out, they don't know that this boy or girl is adopted. You have to say that. You have to say that they are adopted, and that's the case. Number three, if you know that somebody is mentally handicapped or they have something about their personality which would make a big, big difference to the other person, you have to say it. Number four, if the person that they're asking you question ashkafically is a problem with them, they're atheists, let's say they don't believe in Torah Shebichtav, they don't believe Torah Shebaalpeh, it has to be clear, with no question about this, then you have to say to the other person, this is what the story is. Number five, if the person that they're asking a question about is not, let's say a girl, it does not dress properly according to halacha, and they're asking a question, you know that for a fact, I have to say. Number six, if they are not taking care of, let's say monetary wise, they are not honest in their business, and you know that for a fact, not for any other. You know that, you know this guy that they're making a shidduch, they're asking about him, you know that this guy is cheating in the business. And you know for a fact that that's the case. You have to say it clearly that this guy is cheating in the business. Now, there are five things that one has to follow in order to say those informations. In order to be able to say those informations, you have to follow five rules. One, you are saying it only to help the situation, right? You don't want that any of these two parties is going to get hurt in the process. That's the reason you are saying it. Number two, you are giving this information after you made your research and you know that for a fact that that's the case. Number three, you are not going to add on, to exaggerate, or to say anything that is not part of the story. Whatever you are going to say, is this is exactly what happened. Not more, not less, not exaggeration. Number four, if there is no other way to relay the message without saying it. In other words, if there is another way of relaying the message to the other party without saying Lashon Hara, then you should do that. You should not say what you know, if there is other way that they could find out. If your information is going to hurt other parties in the process, that also should not be said. In other words, there has to be directly to that person, nothing else. If in the process of you saying your brother, your sister, their cousin, or somebody is going to get hurt by your information, you cannot say that either. So So it has to be directed only to the person that you are talking about. Now, these are the questions that one should not answer the question if they ask you about shidduchim. If they ask you, what is their grade in school? Do they get A, B, C, D, or F? It's not their business. You don't have to answer that question. Or they ask you, were they successful in their tests? Did they get good grades? Did they go to a good seminary? Or this is not their business. Or if they ask you, are they intelligent? The intelligent is a very gray area. You don't have to answer that question either. If they ask you about their parents, and their parents are something happened to them 20 years ago, you don't have to say that either. Don't get involved with that. Another thing which is also very important, let's say a girl is engaged to a boy, which the girl is older than the boy, then you don't have to say the age either. That's also not important to talk about. But thereafter, the best thing is to do in this type of situations that if you have a concern or you have a question, you should always ask, because these are so important. I tell you a maysa that happened a few weeks ago. Somebody called me about the shidduch for somebody in the community, and they asked me specific questions. I said, I'm going to find out, I'll let you know. I called them back, I gave them the information they needed to know. Then a few weeks later, they told me the shidduch didn't work. They didn't go out. So what happened? So they called somebody else. Somebody else gave them information which totally was not necessary to talk about. They freaked out. They didn't want to deal with it. This is the type of things that breaks shidduchim. You don't have to get involved with the things that is not important. They asked the question. The question was, if you paid attention, the question that they asked, they are only questions that it could be life and death, could be very much destroy the shoe. It's important. If you know somebody is sick, then you have to say it. But some, they said the question some people ask is ridiculous. What people ask is nonsense. They get into unbelievable stuff. It's like they want to build a, they want to go to moon. That's what the people ask. What do you need? What do they need to know these things for? If somebody asks you this type of questions, say, I'm sorry, I don't know. It's not important. Don't answer. Even if you know the answer, don't answer. Because these answers not only are not going to help the shidduchim, they're going to destroy the shidduchim. They're getting something. And whatever answer you give, they get something else out of it. You have to be very, very careful of how you answer and what do you answer. Who are you talking about? Some people, they ask you questions, they're nervous wrecks. They want to know everything about it. They want to know what size of shirt they wear. Who cares? That's not important. They just ask, even if you asking questions for shidduchim, ask the important questions. What is important to you, don't get into the details, because through the details that you ask, you're eventually going to hear Lashon Hara. You don't need to. You don't need to listen to this, to the garbage that's not important for what you're looking for. Questions?